1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
Top 10 most common dog-related fights that couples have.
Dog-related?
That couple.
Oh, things you argue about the dog.
Yep.
Oh, who feeds it? Who walks it?
Has to walk them
who
is number one.
Who cleans up the turd in the living room that
who
the dog deposited?
To pick it up when they go to the bathroom is number two.
No, in the yard, too. Cleaning
yep,
up
yep, yep,
the yard.
Yep. Okay. That's the same thing as picking up when they go to the bathroom, no matter where it happens.
We'll argue sometimes over how much to feed them.
Oh, absolutely. That is number... Well, one person...
I'm for feeding them more.
Really? Why?
Because he's hungry all the time. I'm just like...
But
give the
dog.
Poor animal some food.
One person gives them
she's
too many treats.
He's got about a slim diet.
How's his weight? How's Roscoe's weight?
He's good, but as he gets up in years, you know, he's getting a little thicker.
Yeah, they do that.
That's
they're
what
not
happens.
As active. They don't, you know, they're like people. You don't, you know, you get a little spread there in the middle.
He's
right.
gotten lazy, too. Like well, she'll take him on a run, and she has to, like, pull him towards the end of the run because he wants to go home. He's had enough.
He knows you've got ham waiting for him.
How old is Roscoe?
He's 8, I think.
What is that in
eight
dog years?
Human years, right? So we're about
66?
50, 60 years old there.
Mm-hmm. He's getting some gray around the...
Wow.
56, I'm sorry. 56, not 66.
Yeah.
Any of these ringing a bell over there? You're kind of silent.
No, I said the who's going to feed him, who's going to walk him, who's going to clean up the turds.
How about sleeping on the bed?
Absolutely. Should the dog be allowed to get in bed?
That's a big no for me.
Yeah, I figured you're a no bed dude. Once you start with that, it's dog hair everywhere.
When I was a kid and I had my dog Rover, who was a wonderful half Weimaraner, half German short hair dog, slept on my bed every night. I liked it.
Yep.
Not now.
No shedding.
No, not now. Well, right there, that's a short coat. Well... Weimaraner's a really short coat.
Yeah, it was a Weimaraner like coat, but it was
so they're like
they're
really smooth.
Yeah,
yeah, not
a lot of shit.
Not furry.
Right.
Roscoe will sleep with Bubba sometimes. He goes downstairs and
I don't mind
he
that. But he's
hogs
not sleeping,
the bed.
They're not sleeping with
they
me.
They totally hog the bed. Yeah. It's awful to sleep with a bigger dog.
That's fine.
No Nelson dog
ever
slept
on any
bed.
Okay.
Garage, doghouse.
Should the dog be allowed on the sofa at all? Is a big one. At number 8. Does Roscoe get to go on the sofa?
Inside.
No, there are people in the house who
let him.
When we first got him
on their lap,
he would go on the sofa when we were gone.
Yeah,
and he knew he wasn't supposed to be there because, like, if you came in and surprised him and he was on there, he'd like look at you like
they know
busted.
They know
because I get walked down in the house slink around
chasing burglars. They ran across the sofa.
I've done that.
Come back.
Walked in the house, sound asleep. And you walk in, and I just look at them. I just stand there.
they know.
Just their head stays down. Their
oh,
eyes are
they
up like,
totally
oh,
know.
No. I'm busted.
How did I not hear him? What the hell?
I didn't smell him coming?
Right. Yeah. They know they're not supposed to be. They're not stupid. They're not dumb animals.
No.
Yeah.
Not
they're
at all.
They're smart animals.
That tells me they can reflect on their behavior.
This
is wrong. I should not be doing this.
Yeah. A shoe eater,
dog
though.
Reflection, yeah.
Look,
when they're on the counter eating your pan of lasagna.
Right.
Boy, this is good. I love this. You do this.
I'm really going to catch hell for this.
Yeah.
Number 10 is one person
they eat it fast because they know they're not supposed to. If they knew if there was no trouble, they would stand there and leisurely eat it.
I don't think most dogs ever leisurely eat anything. They just get
Our
it down.
Our dogs do. They walk away from their food bowls, go back.
Roscoe.
A little more.
Instantly devours any.
Really?
Yeah, I think
when
it's,
you put his food down,
we got this.
It's different per dog.
We had to get because I thought they were going to kill themselves because they were eating so fast out of a regular dog bowl. We had to get those maize dog bowls where they have to like lick
like
it out of the cracks.
It.
They gotta,
to slow them down.
I was thinking of getting one of those for Roscoe because he's in the morning.
Goes into crack licking dogs.
Yeah, it's a crack licking dog.
I let him out when I get up in the morning, and then I usually put his food down. And when I let him in, I've got to like clear out of the way because he's flying in to get over to his bowl. And then if I haven't put the food down yet, I let him in. He'll fly over there and then look back at me like,
"What the F? Right? What the F? Where's the food?"
That's like a gravy train commercial.
Wow. Yeah, he's like that. Yeah, get out of the way.
My cat does that with certain food. She'll like move the bag out of the way with her head, and then she'll eat it so fast she throws up.
Wow, a cat.
Yeah.
There's protocol at our house. We fill their bowls. We tell them to sit. We put their bowls down. They don't get to eat until we tell them, okay. There's none of this jumping around, I'm a crazy dog, time to eat. And they don't get to eat until you touch them under the chin and go, okay,
really?
Boom.
This sounds like some kind of brag, children's home.
David Copperfield would
live
there.
Like Dickens.
It's called being
right. It's a very Dickensian dog.
Do they have to go to the
owner.
Basement and then sew things the rest of the day?
Could I have more?
And then every now and then, just because, we go over and take it away from them. Put your hand in the way.
Wow.
All that stuff.
That's just establishing dominance and manners.
Boss.
And if there's a small kid there and they happen to be eating,
yes.
I don't want them to snap at them. I want them to go, well, I guess it's time to stop eating.
That's what I told you my dog was food aggressive and toy aggressive.
So I just think that's good plan. I don't want a dog that's just out of control when they see food. No. That is no way to live.
No.
Just don't want to be jumped on.
No. Yeah. Never.
Why don't dog owners get their dogs to knock that off?
I don't know.
When someone comes in the house.
Yeah, you are never to be jumped on.
Yeah.
Because you knock kids down, too, when you have a dog like that. The kids could be at the top of a staircase. You know, it's not good. One person thinks the other person plays too rough with the dog. That's a disagreement. Training techniques, all of that stuff. You guys seem to be handling it quite well in your gulag, your dog gulag.
Hold your paws.
The dog stealing somebody's spot on the couch or the bed, people argue about. Not wanting to walk the dog together as a couple.
Not an argument at our house.
Wow.
Yeah.
And tracking dirt into the house when the dog does it.
You have a dog that's going to track dirt, and it's just the way it is.